My name's Marissa Halo Tafura, and I'm from Boulder Surge. That's Showing Up for Racial Justice.
And what is Showing Up for Racial Justice? And tell us about this meeting that happened that had really amazing attendance.
Showing Up for Racial Justice is a national organization with local chapters. So we formed a Boulder chapter in January of 2015, and we had our first big event was a Charleston vigil here at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Boulder, where we had about 250 people engaging in Surge's work for mostly the first time. And since that, we've been doing monthly educational workshops for folks on things like implicit bias, microaggressions, institutionalized racism. We've also been doing workshops in the community at local nonprofits and businesses as well. And so we're moving kind of not away from our work in education, but we're really going to start focusing on a couple of campaigns that local folks can get involved in on local issues. And we'll include an educational component because as we're doing research and figuring out our path in this campaign work, people will be digging deep into these issues.
What was the impetus for setting up this meeting? And did you have any idea this many people would attend on such short notice?
We felt it was really important for us to take a vocal stance at this time because of the killings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, and then several deaths that followed, you know, just a few days after. And we normally have about 40 to 60 people at our community meetings. We did kind of anticipate a large showing in Boulder. I have to say that, unfortunately, that's because we tend to be a very reactive community, and that's something that Boulder Surge is interested in changing. We really believe we need to be in this work for the long haul. Like, systemic change and racism is not going to end in our lifetimes, but it's certainly, we're not going to be able to make progress in this unless a mass number of white people are engaged in this work consistently, on a regular basis, deeply in the work.
How can people get more information on the things that are going on, and what do you recommend that people do who are concerned about the recent upsurge in black black lives being lost to police brutality and in making changes?
People can stay connected with the work that Boulder Surge is doing by visiting our website, Boulder Surge. Surge is S-U-R-J, so bouldersurge.org, or you can follow us on Facebook. So through both of those methods, actually, when you go to our website, you can join our mailing list. So you sign up on the right side of the homepage on our website, and we'll be sending out regular e-newsletters and Facebook updates on the campaigns and the various meetings that we're having so that people can continue to stay involved.
And what do you recommend people to do when they tell you, oh, I feel so upset about this, but maybe they're not looking at, well, what can I do?
Sure. I mean, talking about racism and doing the educational work, doing a lot of reading and things and reflecting is a really critical part of white people's work. The call to action from national black-led organizations has been that white people must educate fellow white people. So we can't neglect that piece of it and think we're going to jump into action immediately. But we can't get locked into a place frozen in this educational reflective thing that is very, you know, it's very tempting. It's a comfortable place to be in. Instead, we have to get used to being uncomfortable. And that means, you know, white people, we say putting our bodies on the line. And what that means is showing up to situations to challenge racial injustice in our area in a very visible way that might put us, make us vulnerable in a way that we haven't been before. A lot of times it's easy for us to think that what's happening nationally with killing of black people, particularly by the police, is not going to happen in our community. When you speak with black people, other people of color in this community, we find out that, you know, they're experiencing this selective policing on a regular basis. And those are the incidents that lead, you know, that broken taillight is the thing that leads to somebody being shot, because then they do get their wallet out to give the police their ID and so forth. And so we have to break ourselves out of this illusion that it's not going to happen here, because it very well could. And we need to act before it does.
Marissa, thank you so much. That's Boulder, S-U-R-J.
Thank you.